Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And
I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
Hey, you guys, I've been trying to cut that shit off. I'm fucking tired of that intro. I ain't gonna use it no more because I ain't never let a bitch get away with nothing, man. So you know, that nigga Trey, when he was here, put that shit up. But any goddamn way, let me go head on with what I'm talking about. This is the Ass Rosebud Show. Fellas, goddamn it, ain't no need me playing around. Hey, anybody on this line that called me and told me about that mishap as far as what happened with the Down and Dirty Show, as far as why it ain't one up there, I appreciate that. Good looking out for OG. But this Ass Rosebud Show, and what I do, I'm telling you, what I do is work with young men. You know, most of you motherfuckers are older. And some of you are, you know, my normal group of men. But some of you guys are also in need of the same kind of encouragement. And I have the information, and I give it. That's what Ask Rosebud is about. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, last Thursday on the Down and Dirty Show, you know, I mean, I tried to be the way I am without being overtly offensive. And I hope I didn't really offend anybody because that's not my intentions. I know there's no apologies. So, you know, none of us no longer will apologize for being ourselves. You know, and no fear, we have no fear, you know, of what people think about, you know, what we do. No shame, you know, feeling shame of what's real to you, what's real in your life. You know, you want to own that shit. No disrespect, and we don't mean that to any person we talk to. We just being ourselves. And lastly, there's no regrets. No more will we regret the choices that we made to become who we are. And we ain't going to regret the so-called friends that you're going to lose for being your goddamn self. And them is the five no's that I have. I got to bring them in every once in a while. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, and no regrets. Implement them as soon as possible. You need those in your life. You know, people just don't realize who Bud is. I mean, of course, you know, everybody know who Rosebud is as far as that pimp nigga. But I'm saying, man, I'm way more than a pimp. You know, I'm an author. I done wrote over 20 novels. 10 of them are published right now. I have a bachelor's in sociology with an education concentration. And I earned that degree because one of my goals is to educate the young men that I run into concerning women. And I want them to understand the women have concerns about the subpar men they are meeting. That bachelor's gave me information about the social well-being of people. But I also have a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. I earned that degree because I knew most of the young men I would deal with, I would just be dealing with them through technology. And the tools I get them to use will be delivered through technology in one way or another. What I'm saying is I'm trying my best to bring to you guys a systematic way to become whoever it is you want to become. You don't have to become me, of course. You don't have to become my buddy Tay. You don't have to become some other figure. And you definitely don't have to be pretending to be whoever. So I said all that so you can see I am very serious about what I'm doing these days. And you can reach me, askrosebud@gmail.com. Don't forget, Rosebud got two D's. You can follow me on Twitter. I don't do much tweeting, but when I do, you can follow me at Mr. Rosebud. Or you can go to my site, askrosebud.com. Check out some of the things I'll talk about. I don't really have no books up there yet, but either tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to put my books up with a brief synopsis. And other than that, you got to understand, I'm here to help. My shows ain't necessarily based on it, but I prefer to talk to callers. And the topic today, you know, I really want to hear from you on it because it's more about developing a belief system. You know, last week, integrity, man, you know, whatever. Integrity is cool. I got it. Everybody got it. Some, or a degree of it. Integrity actually was a prelude to the next, you know, few discussions we might have. So one thing for sure, I don't believe in making you do something that's self-helping. I believe in saying something. Maybe you didn't know about it, so, you know, whatever I say, bring it to your attention. And if it does, and I could tell that, or if you just punching one, calling in just to say something, because if what came to your attention, not that you were blind to it, but you wide open to things and you seen that coming. See, what happens is you'll have a real question, and you'll ask it, and I could really get into it. So that's what I'd like. We're going to go into what you need in order to really have a serious belief system which can anchor your manhood. I mean, developing that belief requires you, not me. It requires you to be committed to what you claim to be your principles. Now, a lot of you don't even have any steadfast principles. Everything is kind of touch and go. That's because you haven't actually committed to anything, because, you know, I said developing your belief requires you to be committed to what you claim to be your principles. And the key word is committed. Because if you're not committed, everything becomes something you claim. Because you're not going to follow through. You're just going to claim to follow through. It's really that simple. And it's simple to do once you start. And the way to do it is to be conscious of every goddamn thing you say during the day. Otherwise, if you don't want to be one of these procrastinating, fraudulent dudes that run around and ruin it for all you guys, because believe me, every woman you talk to have talked to like 400 lying ass fake motherfuckers that she didn't bust it out in one way or another being fake. So for you to, in 370 of them motherfuckers said, "Oh, baby, you ain't got to worry about me because I'm a real mother. You know, I'm real, woo woo, some kind of, you know, whatever." So what I'm saying is, how's she gonna just believe what you say? How is this woman that then had 400 fraudulent motherfuckers, 370 of them tell her that they were real, how's she going to fucking believe you when you tell her that you are real? Man, do you guys think of that shit? Because what I'm saying is, if you want to get at a broad, you don't want to just waste your time. So if you don't take into consideration that this broad you talking to has heard what the fuck you got to say in 400 languages, 400 different ways, and all of them was lies, then you don't even want to catch. You just out there bullshitting yourself. Because that's what's going on today. All that dream world bullshit is not what's happening. what's happening is a whole bunch of you suckers then got out there and ruined it for everybody. Because all you did was lie, pretend, show that you wasn't this, and then when baby come to realize it, she get disenchanted with dudes. So, that, I mean, think about it. You see more gay stuff going on than ever. Why? Them bros have been let down. Not all of them. Some of them want to be gay. But what I'm saying is 90% of them been let down. Because a motherfucker talking to her ain't got no fucking integrity. None. She should have some, according to you, but you don't have to have none. Come on. Man, what goes around comes around. And what I'm saying is this. You gotta realize when you talk, you should be talking about some shit that you really are sure of. You can't go around saying shit that are half thought or half baked or whatever you want to call it. When you develop in a belief, the first thing you have to develop is the belief in you. How are you going to believe in you when you know goddamn well you lying all the time? See, what you don't know, but I do, you can lie to me. You can actually tell me a lie that's good enough for me to believe. And then I believe it in some kind of way, find out it's a lie. But there is no fucking way you can lie to your goddamn self. Now, you can make yourself only see what you're lying about, but deep down, you know you're lying. And you're the only motherfucker that you can't lie to. So, when you're developing your belief, every little thing that you think must be thought out to reflect you in that belief. Now, most of us start out learning or developing our belief with the same kind of statement. Man, I'm going to just quit saying shit. I'm going to just, you know, quit procrastinating. You know, I'm going to start doing what I do. For one thing, you know, I'm going to quit lying about shit. You talking to yourself. But what are you doing? Are you telling yourself the truth? Because what I'm saying is, 9 out of 10 of you motherfuckers will sit up there and say that to yourself and make yourself believe that you're telling the truth, knowing damn well you're not going to stop procrastinating, or maybe you believe you're going to procrastinate, but you know damn well you so fucking weak, soon as something gets you to have to stand on not procrastinating, you're going to buckle and procrastinate. That's just about the first thing every person who is going to change their ways or who want to change their ways or who said they're going to change their ways or they want to develop new ways, that's about the first thing they claim. They're going to stop procrastinating. First of all, if you seriously want to develop a belief system, you're never too old to do it. And it's one thing for a fact. If you want to change some shit, however old you are, you cannot be no scary motherfucker. I don't want to be scary. You don't want to be scary. And the reason neither of us want to be scary is because when you start out in this life trying to catch women, nothing is fucking certain. You don't know you finna go out there and be out there 2.5 hours and 2 hours and 32 minutes in, you finna catch this bro. It's gonna take you like 5 hours to talk to her, and then you're gonna knock her off. She's gonna pay you for 7 years, and then you don't know all that goddamn shit. See, but you motherfuckers wanna know all that shit. You wanna know all that shit before. You want to know that shit before you even get the broad. You want to
Rosebud, you know, I've been talking to this broad, and I'm wondering, you know, I've been talking to her for like 2 months. Right there, I'm saying, man, why are you asking me shit? Because I ain't talking to a bitch 10 minutes. If I ain't finna have that motherfucker, I already don't want to fuck with her. Shit, who I want to fuck with? I got to talk into fucking with me. Shit, that's asking for problems. Bitch, you can't see who I am, then you don't need to fuck with me. Bye, I'm gone. That's how I am. I ain't trying. But, y'all, you know, come on, you guys do that shit. All kind of shit is going to happen. It's going to begin to happen when you get serious about being a man. I mean, all kind of shit is happening while you bullshitting. But all kinds of things are going to start to happen that you pay attention to and you notice more. More so when you start getting serious about being a man. Because the life of a real man is like a thrilling fucking roller coaster. All these things that happen to you, and you know you're going to deal with them based on what you have within your skin, which is your own self, no matter what it is, financial, physically, mentally, brutally, I'm talking about psychologically, you know, however it is, you're going to handle it. See, if you have that kind of understanding about yourself, you'll enjoy the roller coaster ride. Because you have to understand, what's thrilling to a motherfucker is motherfucking shit. Because a motherfucker don't want to have no goddamn life where even though the road, he built that damn road, it's the same way every time he get on it. He wants something, you know, to challenge his thinking. He ain't trying to go to sleep like all you motherfuckers out there want to be sleep. I don't want to be sleep. I don't want to have nothing to do with being sleep. So I stay sharp. I was talking to a couple of motherfuckers about my course. And they made me realize that a lot of you guys don't know when you're wasting your time with a woman. A lot of you guys don't know when you wasting your time trying to pick up shit from me or whoever. Now, if it's about the course, yeah, it does a lot for you. But some of the things that you get from it is going to come from your perception of what is being said. Now, let's say what I'm saying is supposed to make you get up and do this and that so that you will be able to do something totally different in the morning. Now, like I say, my course does a lot for you, but if you don't do this or that tonight, how can you expect what you got the course for to work in the morning? Because it's telling you to goddamn do this or that tonight. And if you want to half-ass do it because you read it, you know, like a lot of motherfuckers do, or because you heard it. Now, if it's telling you to physically do it and you don't do it, but, of course, you want the same results as if you did do it, how can that be? You can't get it. So, let's say, just so you know what I'm talking about, let's say one of the things that you want to change is you don't want to waste time with women anymore. You don't want to waste no time. I, personally, the first thing you have to do, if you really want that to be true, you got to act like a kid. You got to say that shit out loud to yourself. You got to say that shit a couple of times, and each time you do, you got to mean it more and more. I'm sick of wasting my time with bitches. I'm really sick of wasting my time with bros. You got to be like that. And at one point, you're going to think you're sick of it, but you're not. You just made yourself aware of being sick of it. In order to get sick of it, you got to be saying that shit every time you think of it during that first
few days. Every time, man, I'm so tired of wasting my time. I mean, you got to say it over and over and over and over. This is something important for you to do, to realize the strength of your beliefs. Now, I teach this kind of shit. So why would I be telling you this shit, knowing that it's valuable? Because I know ain't now one of you motherfuckers going to do it. All you going to do is sit up and say, man, that's some powerful shit that motherfucker saying. Woo, woo, woo. Hey, bet you won't do it. Then again, I haven't told you what to do. So the next thing you're going to be talking about, well, what should I do? You ain't going to use your own mind. You have guidelines. You ain't going to use the guidelines to try to understand what to do. No, no, no. Wait till my next show. Whoop, whoop. Call in. Try to be slick. Whoop. Ask me a question. Man, this is what you guys do. And this is why you're going to have problems. First and foremost, if you do this shit to strengthen your belief, whatever you do, if you do it to strengthen your belief, you'll fucking be having, you'll be turning whatever it is. I'm not going to be bullshitting with no bitches. I ain't wasting time. You'll be turning it into a tenet, something that you can live by. It's not a fly-by-night thought. Like all the shit you guys think. You have to tell yourself that you believe in you and you believe in all you think. See, you guys can say, man, that's bullshit, because I so believe in me. You guys are so full of shit. I wish you shit-talking motherfuckers would come in my goddamn class so I could show you right in your face by what you do. By what you say or don't say, you ain't got the nuts to do shit. As simple as what the fuck I just said. You can't tell yourself that you ain't taking no more shit from bitches. You can't make yourself accept that you trust your decisions. And one of the very best ways to establish that is when you're talking to a woman. See, you fucking fake motherfuckers, all you're going to do is say, okay, Rosebud, I know I can do it, and go out to talk to a woman and say, hi, how you doing? Oh, nice shoes. Oh, you're so cute. Man, who gives a fuck about that shit? SW, they trying that shit with me, and I'm smashing them. But there's a few that's standing up. And I don't care, because I know many are called, and very, very, very fucking few are motherfucking chosen. I'm trying to find the chosen ones. They the ones that's going to grow. 443, what's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, I was just wondering, I had a question that I started thinking about it today. Like, what's the difference? Like, where do you draw the line as it's like when it comes to being yourself but not telling them, like, what you're thinking?
I don't draw no line. There's no line for me to draw in that situation, because I'm being my goddamn self. I'm telling that bitch exactly what I'm thinking, and I could give a fuck how she feel about it. I'm not going to say it like I just said that. You know, I'm not going to be, you know, negligent. But what I'm saying is, I'm certainly going to, you know, let her know where I'm coming from. I ain't got time to play no games with you, girl. You know, I'm one of these kind of guys. If you like me, you do. If you don't, you don't. And if you don't, let me pop my lock, let your ass get out. God damn it, if I rode you here, I'll give your ass $25 for a cab. Take your ass home. I ain't trying to fuck with you unless you're fucking with what I want to fuck with. Now, that's bud.
Okay.
Now, whatever you was asking, I can't deal with. That ain't me. Why you ask that? Why? That's what you do? What are you going through that made you ask that question?
I'm basically, like, talking to a girl, but
First of all, stop. First of all, you weak as fuck. You can't even talk without stuttering. You sound like you're choking yourself. So, what I'm saying is if shit ain't working, it's probably because she's noticing all the goddamn weak things you do. She's noticing all the shit that you've been ignoring. She's noticing everything that turns her off instead of you showing her what turns, that should turn her on. Now, why did I say all I just said? Because I could hear it in your voice, man. If you can't talk to me, how the fuck are you going to talk to a broad? Come on, talk to me now. Don't be quiet.
What, can you repeat the question?
If you can't talk to me, how the fuck you going to talk to a broad?
I mean, I need to learn how to. That's why I'm calling.
So, no. You don't need to learn how to talk to a broad. You need to get some goddamn confidence in who the fuck you are so that you automatically talk to a broad. You ain't got to learn. Well, of course, there's techniques to talking to a broad. You do got to learn that. I take that back. You do got to learn it. But you'll never use the techniques even if you was 300,000% sure that the technique worked. You know why you won't use it?
Because I don't believe myself.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't fucking believe in yourself. You ain't going to use something that's sure to work. So the only thing I could do is point these things out to you. What you can do is to decide if you want to do something about the shit. And if you, I got SWU, man. I got my confidence score. SWU next semester starting fucking on July the 1st. All you scary motherfuckers that bought my course. I got people that have bought my course. And I can say unequivocally, even though they gained hella confidence, they so weak in the confident areas, pathetic. Because I'm seeing it now in SWU. Because people that bought the course coming in there, and they have learned it so surfacely that when I ask them something to do, I show them something to do, they can't do it. So what I'm saying, reason I'm being honest like this, I don't give a fuck who don't come to my goddamn shit. I care about who gets through it. The motherfucker that get through it, I care about that motherfucker, and that's why I'm going to help his ass get through. But on the way, he going to be done showed me hella shit about him. He ain't going to be talking about something he didn't read, even if it's my shit. I don't want to hear no shit that I wrote. Motherfucker, show me some shit. That's how I'll be with you. Bring your ass to SW. Get that course. Get down. Quit being weak. Listen to me.
All right.
Do you think, I'm serious, answer this honestly, do you think you sound weak as fuck?
Yeah.
All right, man.
At different times, can I explain?
Look, man, at different times, you only paying attention to it. All the time you weak. Because if you was not weak, you would never, ever see you being weak. You are weak. Now, I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm saying that to ask you, man, do you want to stay weak?
No.
Shit, I was weak at one time, man. Hell, I'm... Let me tell you something. Listen, man. No. Hey, all you guys, nobody ever heard this. I remember when I was younger, I was in a band. I played tenor sax. We was dope. And I had to go... I had to go to fucking Merced, and we had a show. But some motherfucker shot the goddamn club up, and I'm going back, and I get to the crib, and some motherfucker's car is in the crib, in front of the crib. And I'm like, oh, man. And I go to the door. I didn't even have a key to the door, man. To make a long story short, I clam through the window, catch this nigga in my bitch pussy. And the mother, I'm finna beat this motherfucker down. And this motherfucker said, man, she told me she didn't have no woman. I mean, excuse me, she didn't have no man. I said, what? She told me she didn't have no man. I said, man, get your shit and get the fuck out of here. Hey, because what I'm saying is, what the fuck you gonna do if somebody tell you that she said she ain't got no man? Do he pose a no? She have a man, or do she pose to know she have a man? What I'm saying is this. That shit made me have to make a decision. And I was crazy about this broad. Man, fuck that bitch. You know, she wasn't shit to me no more. And you know how I proved it to her? I fucked her in her mouth before I fucking left. Ha! Because I'm telling you, I'm saying to myself, I'm telling you, you got to have enough nerve to do what's caused to be done. I was young, I was crazy and reckless and blah, 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 but at the same time, I was not afraid to do something I thought of. And you shouldn't be either. Because what have you thought of over and over about your sounding weak? It's one thing that you've thought of over and over about sounding weak. And if you be honest with yourself, it would not be hard to find, to think what it is, even though you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What do you think it is?
I almost understand what the question is, but, like, can you repeat it?
I'm saying there is one thing you've been asking yourself over and over and over, or suggesting yourself, wanting to do, about your being weak. Even though you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, even if you be honest and you just say what that question is, I bet it'll be right. What is it? I don't know you. Don't nobody know you. Ain't nobody going to be, you know, laughing at you. We don't know you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about what it is.
Taking too long. Let me say, you've been telling yourself over and over, I got to do something about this. I want to do something about this goddamn shit, man. Why am I like this? That shit, right or wrong?
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling a lot, yeah.
So what I'm saying, man, there's something to do. There's people that's on this line that I'm not calling on, but they're on this line right now. They've been fucking with my shit. They fucking positive my shit worse, and they're not the only ones. Why I say that is because they're from the whole spectrum of dudes, the backgrounds. I mean, the whole spectrum. Ghetto rappers, you know what I'm talking about? Sunshine, Hollywood, what they say? Mahalo shit. Hey, I'm talking about to Japan, to fucking Austria, all over. And these dudes all find the same thing. If they grab their nuts and put it in one of their hands, left or right, and suck it up, and do what the fuck I'm asking you to do, the way I'm asking you to do it, you'll find you way sharper than you really think you are, man. You're not giving yourself a chance. That's all I have to say, bro. You got anything you want to say?
Nah, I just opened my eyes, really.
Hey, that's what I'm here for, man. Just stay on the show, listen to it. If you got something else, hit one again. I'm putting you back in. Say, I'm serious about this shit. You know, you just have to make yourself believe that you make the best decisions for you. You are the only one that can establish that in your life. So you have to make yourself accept that you trust your decisions. And one of the very best ways to do that shit is when you're talking to a woman, I'm telling you. Now, we all know about procrastination. This has a lot to do with stopping the procrastination you're doing. When you speaking with a woman, you have to make yourself think, well, this is what I do. I be making myself, man, this bitch wasting my time. While I'm talking, she just grinning, you know, and responding to me. But I make myself think, man, this motherfucker just sitting up here saying, and I ain't really saying that you have to sit there politely and excuse yourself. You know, I actually mean quite the opposite. Because what I'm saying is, I'll be sitting there and she is fucking, you know, making me think this. She might not be wasting my time, but I don't know. Once I start thinking it, you know, So what I'm saying is, I fucking get the fuck up. Oh, shit, you wasting my time. I got to go. See, what I'm saying is, once I think that I'm wasting my time, I can't talk to her, you know, and I'm not trying to be kind because she ain't got no business wasting my time. You know, that's how I feel. So, you know, once I see she wasting my time, I'm going to just abruptly leave. I ain't going to make no scene or nothing, but I'm going to abruptly leave, and I'm going to do this because that motherfucker got the nerve to waste my time as if I'm a regular motherfucker. I can't help it. I think like that. I'm on my ABPs all the time. So what I'm saying is when you're playing your hand, in this particular instance, you like making a move before the move confronts you to be made. I'm saying I done already seen that she wasted my time, and rather than wait 10 more minutes for her to show me she wasting my time, I'm going to move on what I'm thinking right now. So I know you probably don't see the sense in what I'm saying. But believe me, if you equipped to see the sense in it, I wouldn't even have to be saying this shit. What I'm saying is this is new information for you. So I suggest for this and any other new information you get to try the shit out. What's wrong? You ain't spending no money. I told you what to do. Try the shit out. I mean, it just might show you something. Accepting something by saying yes to it is not really accepting it. So you have to use it and mold it to work your way of using it. So what I'm saying is you can't be afraid. You can't sit up here and listen to the other end of the computer and suck this shit in and just talking about, yeah, tomorrow when I go, yeah, tomorrow my motherfucking ass, if you ain't finna hang the phone, if you got a phone or if you got a computer, if you ain't finna get off and go do it now, you ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do it. You can tell yourself you're gonna do it, and maybe you believe it, but I sure don't. You ain't going to do a damn thing. All you're going to do is tell yourself, well, you know, whatever. You know, fuck that nigga. He just be talking shit anyway. He don't be doing it. I don't be doing it, but best believe if I ain't had no woman, I'd be doing it. Because I ain't caring about none of that stuff other than what I'm thinking going to work. Because let me tell you something. You can't be afraid to establish that somebody's wasting your time or that you feel like your time is being wasted. And a woman, and seeing that you'll leave her, I mean, you'll leave her sitting alone. See, that's big to a woman. Who the fuck do he think he is? See, man, let me tell you something. You want to do this to each woman you meet every day for the at least 5 days in a row. You want to just establish that, you know, whatever it is, you ain't going for it, and, you know, rather than to sit here, I'm finna leave. Just do it. Why? Because it'll get you able to do it. When you actually show yourself that you're capable of leaving a woman that you've deemed a waste of your time, you've broken through to being able to see your belief and develop, your belief developing. I'm telling you, you have to be able to show yourself that you can leave her, or you won't be able to, which means you won't ever catch her. Let me tell you something. The same knife will not stab a person the same way unless it's used by the same person, with the same stroke, with the same thrust. If it's used by two people, it definitely won't be, you know, stabbing the same way. Now, just because you heard me say you should accept something does not negate the fact that you need to utilize what you heard immediately, or it won't be of any real value to you. Otherwise, you just have to know you can't hear something and accept it. You have to test it out. That's how come they know that knife, same knife, with the same thrust by the two different people will not make the same mark, period. So if you believe in yourself, if you really will believe that you're capable of being someone, like, different, then you just want to pay attention to the conversations that we be kicking. Because even though I talk hella shit, brag, all that goddamn shit, in a lot of this shit are jewels, Because if you believe you're capable of being someone different, you know, somebody who can stand head and shoulders above the rest of the men, then you just can't talk to anybody. You have to choose who you talk to. I mean, think about it. Do you think some celebrity talks to just anybody? Or do you think they choose who they talk to? They have to choose who they talk to because they're celebrities. Not that they're vain, but there's too much jealousy going on. Somebody could want to hurt them. You know, think about that. I don't think anybody would want to hurt me. But I think there's a lot of jealousy, and they would want to stop what I'm trying to do with you. Because what I'm trying to do with you is make you more of who you say you are. I don't know. It takes true dedication. And if you do as I suggest, your ass would be like Tiger Woods. You know, if you actually do and live, not like me, but I'm saying as I'm suggesting you do, you're going to become famous within a realm. You'll be famous without ever being seen by a whole bunch of people. But believe me, when they see you, they're going to recognize you. They will recognize the way you carry yourself, the man in you. Now, I'm curious. Why in hell isn't anyone asking any questions? I can't be saying all new things to you guys, so I'm sure you've heard this before. Well, I'm really curious. There's a reason no one's talking. I wonder what that is. I think it's because this shit is deep. This shit, everybody understands. They've heard me say all this shit before. But some way it may be resonating. I hope that's it. I'll give you that. See, when people that you don't know, you pass them on the streets, or you have a little incidental conversation with them, when they see you again, they basically will approach you and start a conversation. They're going to feel like they know you. Or at least that's how I leave them. Because, see, I do all the things that the course tells you to do. And if you've done all the things that the course tells you to do, and your persona is shining and has become very addictive, that's what's going to happen. People are going to gravitate to you. And when they see you again, they'll feel as if you're flossing and you won't even have on any jewelry. You ain't doing no flossing. You just being you. You got to realize the gem of a person that you're becoming. Shit, I quit wearing my jewelry a long time ago because it detracted from me. I know I'm an exquisite gem. That I don't need no goddamn complimentary jewelry on. The only thing I need to compliment me is my teeth. And if you understand what I'm saying, you should see your belief is established by what you're willing to do to make yourself stand out in the crowd of dudes that's in the goddamn same place you are. You don't want to blend in. You want to stand out. Your belief don't establish you. Excuse me. Your belief don't establish itself. You establish your belief. And there's going to be times when you think this person or these people are cool enough to hang with, but within a matter of seconds you should see or you should be able to see whether they are or not. And 9 out of 10 times on that basis, they're not. And you just have to be quick to determine the level they own. Or you can get caught up. The only way you should actually stay around somebody, some people that you don't really know, is if, you know, you can see they got some shit, they was, you know, like you, but they kind of sharper than you. So, you know, you might want to hang around and ear hustle a little bit, you know, something like that. They'd have to know the town or have some kind of game or something that would, you know, be present enough for me to see it.
or else I'd speak to him and be gone. I don't care who you are. I ain't thinking about you. But, you know, if I could get something, I'm sure trying to do that. So, to me, you have to see yourself as better at representing the caliber of man you are than the next dude is able to represent himself. I mean, that's just the way I think. I mean, I really do. I'm way better at representing me than a motherfucker is at representing him. See, you might not know this, but you're still procrastinating if you remain in the company of people who are less than you. I know how it sounds. It sounds very judgmental. And it is in a way. But what I'm saying is, everybody, I mean, is everybody qualified to discipline themselves to a higher level like Michael Jordan did? You know, if everybody's able to excel to a higher level, then everybody should be judged the same when it comes to the degree that you go to be your best. But we all know that's not true. Everybody is not qualified to be on the higher level. But see, when they come in your realm, in your life, you got to be brave enough to judge that. And if you can't accept the fact that the road to being an alpha motherfucker is a lonely road to travel at times, anyway, see, you're barking up the wrong tree, and you're going to allow lesser men to be around you. I don't allow them to be around me. I just don't. I start figuring out some way to make them break so they won't be able to hang. You know, I ain't going to say, oh, man, you can't. I don't want to fuck with you no more. Very seldom do I do that, but I have done that. But what I'm saying is I just make them say to themselves they don't want to fuck with me. And I'm happy. You know, we don't fall out. They just don't want to fuck with me. Cool. Because I don't want no weak shit around me. I keep telling everybody in my school, if you fuck with weak shit, it's a disease, and you're going to catch it. And who knows, it might be what kills you. I don't fuck with it. None of you should fuck with it. I believe that if you keep the straight and narrow, all you thinking about as far as being a man, you're going to end up being a goddamn man. And if you got the a mind, you have to develop the frame of mind that people have to be worthy to be around you. And if you don't think you need to think like this, then you believe in anything and will go for just about every goddamn thing. And what you're supposed to be doing is completely unique from what anyone else is doing, except, you know, motherfuckers who already took the course and shit, but what I'm saying is people who living off of what they think and believe, I mean, they know they're awesome. They just know that. 917. Oh, that's Sean. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey, nah, I just want to speak on what you just said. So the reason you can't just hang around anybody is because you're valuable and your thoughts is valuable. Like, look at this, right? Let's say you go inside Michael Jackson's house, and he got all this fancy royal stuff that he done got from princes and kings and the stuff you can't replace, you can't pay for, and then you take some person who just come off the streets and they damn near homeless and they walking around reckless and bumping into stuff and they not careful enough to make sure that that valuable stuff stays intact. They don't belong there. You got to think about it the same way as yourself when you're valuable. You can't be polluting your thoughts with, you know, that funky stuff that the average person gonna bring off the streets. But that's it.
Hey, and that's dope because it's true. Hey, good shit, man. Hey, I appreciate you hollering at me too the other day.
You already know it. You know it.
Cool. So what I'm saying is that just that, man. If you don't put no value on yourself, no one else will put a value on you. And they'll feel free to be themselves. And the more you allow people lesser than you to be around you, the more you pick up that lesser thought process. And before you know it, you're equal to them, nothing. And shit, you don't want that. At least you shouldn't want that. I'm the kind of person who has to do something with the things that I think, with the things that I
come up with, and I wanted to reflect that I came up with them. I don't want to do something and keep it to myself. So that's just the way I am. You know, some of you guys in the same situation, you might, you know, do something different. You know, if I had a lot of money and I won it or whatever, I would figure out something that I wanted to do with it, and I would do something with it. 615, what's up?
What up, bro?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Man, just like the shit that you're talking about, man, about bettering oneself, man. It's like almost like trying to help the drowning man, and when you help the drowning man, he pull you in. Really
well, no, see,
better.
Listen, it could be like that, but it's not like that with me. I try to help a drowning man, but all the time I'm standing on something that I'm going to drop what the hell I'm trying to help him with, the line or whatever. I ain't going to let that motherfucker grab my hand. I'm going to reach a rope or a stick or whatever. When he start tripping, oh, no, I'm letting this shit go. Hey, I'm on my ABPs, man. As I'm running out there, I'm thinking, now, be careful, man. You don't want to get, you know, caught up in this shit. You want to try to save this motherfucker, but you,
well, you be on just, it, man. You can't.
That's how
can,
I do,
man, bro. I like it. Yeah,
well,
I
mean, this is what thinking is about, man. And I'm a thinker, you know. And a lot of dudes, man. I don't know about you, but a lot of dudes are afraid to think. That's why they lie to themselves.
Shit, I like to think, but shit, sometimes I get caught up in it, not thinking or not playing the way I supposed to play. Just like that example you just gave, like I ain't gonna let that motherfucker catch my hand. That was just like another example of just you showing us how you always playing.
Exactly. You got a question? You know, I could get complimented all night, man, but, you know,
man,
you
really,
got a question?
Man, it ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but, man, I'm just really trying to, I got a, my baby mama, man, she tripping, and, man, I'm trying to keep both of my nuts without, I really ain't trying to get on no child support, but I ain't trying to be no sucker and let her get away with whatever.
What's she going to get away with when she got your kid? Well, I'm saying, man, as long as you doing whatever, paying child support, whatever, to, you don't want her taking your money and fucking it off, but I'm saying she got to let you see your kid. She can't give you no problem. And as long as that, you got to just man up and suck it up, man. You got to give it up till you don't. And then other than that, you ain't going to do nothing to be causing some bullshit for the kid to go through. Whatever it is, it's not worth that. You know, I ain't trying to have no broad charge me, and I ain't trying to feel, you know, like no sucker about no baby, but I know that, you know, that's my baby if I really know that, and I'm going to spend whatever, and even when I spend it and I get to be with her, I'm spending more, I'm giving her much more, that's coming directly for me, but as far as that go, the mama, theoretically, she ain't got no reason to be talking crazy about you. She ain't got no reason to keep you from seeing your kid, because that's what it's about, your kid. It ain't about her trying to make you do shit. That's why you're supposed to want to do that shit. Look, hurry up, come get the shit. I want to see my daughter, my son, so-and-so day, woo-woo. And you know, unless she be a knucklehead, you know, if she be a knucklehead, you got to go to court. You got to go to court then, man. You can't do shit still. You still got to pay, because if she a knucklehead, you go to court and win, you still got to pay what you ain't been paying. So you ain't getting away from, you ain't going to get away from paying for your daughter or son. That's it. You ain't. The only way you'll get away is to say fuck them. And you don't want to say
that. No, I can't do that. Right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that's the only way to get away. Other than that, you're going to be just driving yourself crazy because the bitch going to always be winning whatever, because she ain't doing nothing wrong, is she?
Nah.
Well, I'm just saying, she whatever she is as far as what kind of person, but you ain't got no grounds except paying your child support and then she telling you you can't see your kid or whatever the hell, something like that. You got all your payments, then you got grounds. And believe me, I won 2 times. That shit. So dudes can win. They just don't follow that shit through. They don't do what they supposed to do in order to follow up. You can't stop paying unless when you do follow up,
and they're going to say, you owe this amount of back child support. Well, here, here that is right now. Because if you don't pay that shit, they're going to have all kind of stipulations which going to make you look like a bad person to your child. Fuck that. That's right. Why you pay that shit while it's little, every month. And then in the end, let's say she do be fucking with you and you get tired of it, go to court. Take your shit with you to court. And you will win, bro. I'm telling you. That woman winning shit is not what's up no more. I done had several dudes come to me with this shit, and I told them my experiences, and they fucking win, and they come back tell me they won. It's not the same, bro. Do your part. All right. All right, bro. I'm going to put you back in. So the thing that I'm really happy about with me is that I have had a lot of experience in doing different things. Things similar to what Brad just brought up, you know. And what I do is I handle it the way, not necessarily the way I first think. This is something that I don't do. Think it, do it. I don't do that in this instance. Because I got to think about how I want to handle it. Because all they got to see you in court is like an asshole. And I'm good at that, being an asshole, you know. So I have to be careful what I say, all that. So, you know, I think it through. Then I go do, I hired me a fucking private detective to find my daughters. And when he did, he let me know, and I went from there. 706, what's up?
What up, Rosebud? It's your boy, man. What's up?
Nothing too much, man. What's happening with you?
Man, I let this bitch shut me down the other day. On my way to work, Uber driver. So I'm sitting there, you know, going back and forth with the bitch. You know, I'm telling her, well, damn, I might want to stop by McDonald's. So she was like, well, shit, you want to stop by McDonald's? Because I only got one stop. So I was like, shit, I don't know. She's like, what you mean? You're supposed to know what you want. So I was like, damn, you're right, I'm tripping. So, you know, that goes back.
Is this the Uber driver talking to you?
You got to know what you want.
Hey, man, is this the Uber driver telling you you need to know what you want?
Yeah, female, you know, she was like, damn, you should be knowing what you want, you know. She shut me down. So I was like, fuck. That go back to what you was saying. You supposed to know what you want when you talk to a woman. Because they see that shit, man.
Well, what you said is really true, but I'm curious. Why you didn't have nothing to say to her?
Because I didn't want to tell her I was broke, you know. I was trying to see if I had enough money.
Why the fuck
would
you be talking about stopping in McDonald's?
Because I need to get something to eat before I got to work. So I was like, well, fuck, let's stop at McDonald's, which we ended up doing.
Well, if you broke.
Yeah, let's go to McDonald's.
Listen, man, if you broke, you wouldn't be wanting to stop. So you must have had some money to buy whatever it is you wanted.
Well, I had to see if I had enough to get what I wanted.
Oh, man. That's some weak shit, man. She was supposed to crack on you. Let me tell you, man. You're supposed to tell her, look, I think I'm paying you to drive. You know, either you want to drive to the McDonald's or not, and then you're supposed to go ahead on and count whatever you need to count. Because all that bullshit about a man posing no blah, blah, blah. The bitch, I ain't trying to, you don't call her no bitch, but you ain't trying to hit it. You're supposed to let her know what the fuck I want. I just want to see if I can afford it. And you don't want to go there, don't. And she'll say, yeah, I go. Well, shut your motherfucking mouth up. You got to shut a bitch up, man, or she going to shut you up. And you don't want that.
Right. You're right. But
always have something to say, man.
Yeah. It tripped me out because it was something as small as, you know, knowing if I wanted to go or not. You know, I was like, damn,
bro,
this bitch
bro,
got
the smallest thing is the biggest thing. The
you're
small
right,
things is what make you slip. You don't. That's why you don't even let the little things go. So that's some cool shit you brought up. I'm glad you did. It helped somebody, I'm sure. All right. Hey, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, to me, I'm just saying, what good is it if, let's say you won some money and you put it in the bank or whatever, and that's what you did with it. I mean, what good is that going to do? I mean, it might make you comfortable that you got some money. But what if you needed this, needed that, you know, woo-woo, but you didn't buy it. And then all of a sudden you got killed or died or whatever. Now, your kids will get it. That's cool. But see, I ain't like that. I told my kids, I'm going to make some money in my life, and whatever is left, when I'm gone, you can certainly have it. You can fuck it off if you want to. But while I'm here, I'm living off the money I make. I'm spending it. Hope I spend every dime because I'm going to have a business, and you can take the business and build it from whatever. I'm going to have books already. You can take the proceeds from it and have whatever. But about me not doing something with some money I got that I could do something with, shit. I can't do it like that. Personally, I would just rather enjoy my money while I'm strong enough to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. I don't want to have enough money that so that I'm old, and now that my legs is fucked up, I can go to the doctor and pay the doctor. Fuck that. I know I need to pay the doctor, and I know I'm going to pay the doctor, but shit, I don't want to have money for that. I mean, hell, I want my money to be there done something for me. And whatever I think that is, that's what I think it is. Shit. Plus the fact I'm going to always get enough money for it to flow over, and I can't spend it all. That's the way I live. I'm finna do it like that. Years later, you understand, back when I used to do it like that all the time. But years later when I ain't having as much money as I once had, said I didn't learn so much about money that I'm actually having a better time than I thought I would be having. You know, if I was really tripping on money, I could be tripping, thinking about what the fuck went through my hands when I was in them streets. But, that's what went through my hands. That don't mean what's going to come to me. I know I'm still doing something. Don't get me wrong. I think shit like that, as far as I should have saved some money. You know, I think that, but it don't do me any good to live in the past and trip about what I should have done. And every time I think that shit, you know, I also think, damn, nigga, look at you. You know, I live comfortably. I do as I please, when I please, how I please. I'm constantly doing a lot of things that, you know, important to my future. And I'm having the most fun that I done had in damn near years. You know, I got a belief, and I had this belief, that I lived by for past 50 years, 47 years. And I don't see me changing anytime soon. This shit takes me wherever I think I want to go, in luxury or Uber, shit. I do what's available for me to do to live the way I want to live. And I just firmly believe I'm being rewarded for my genuine belief in me. And it's a skill you have to weigh out, you know, for your own self, but you have to go through a lot of failures. You just have to go through them. And if you want to get to a successful point, you got to accept them failures as failures. And don't try to sugarcoat it. You fail, so what? Get your ass up and roll. You're going to get knocked down a few times, but we all know the key to that is to get your ass up and not lose a step. That's what I believe. I've always believed in me and my dreams. You know, some people could say that I'm chasing a ghost, and I will never succeed at capturing a damn ghost. And you know what? I am chasing a ghost. Michael Jordan chased a ghost. LeBron James, Pete Rose. I mean, shit. You name it, as far as somebody that excelled, they chased a ghost. And they had no idea, but do any of you know what capturing a ghost pays? Just ask Michael Jordan or LeBron. They will tell you what capturing a ghost pays. People like them know how much it pays, which is exactly why they chased that motherfucker. They didn't worry about tomorrow. They didn't worry about what these other peoples was going to think about them if they didn't make it. The only thing they worried about was honing their skill so that they could be the best at it. Now, just think if you was dedicated like that. I just hope you don't think they're the only ones who hone their skills until they achieve greatness. It's not necessarily something dedicated or given only to athletes. Even though they're not great, every single athlete that's fortunate enough to go pro, they all do the same thing, no exceptions. Every single winner at any business venture has honed their skills to win, and they believed in them. This, what I'm talking about, is what you guys have to do. I got a few more things to say, and if you don't have no questions, you know, I ain't really finna stay on here. It's okay, because I'm shortening and shortening. They're going to get down to an hour. And then, you know, if that's the case, I'll just talk shit. You know, I ain't got to let none of y'all fucking get on here. Because what I'm saying is, you got to do something. You have to be someone who can, you know, believe in yourself. I don't really want the kind of security other men need. Because to me, my mind and my belief is my security. Now, this doesn't, you know, mean, you know, don't play for your future. It means as long as you stay true to what you believe, you'll progress towards that belief. And that belief has to have your future in mind, or you really are slipping. And I just hope you see the importance of confidence and having a belief system, because you'll learn that security don't come from money. Money actually brings insecurity more than it brings security. Once you get a lot of money, you know, your worries really begin. Tax shelters, long-term care for your later life, all the robbers, shysters, you know, all this kind of shit you got to watch out for, trying to get every damn you got. The security comes from the knowledge you can handle shit. Anything. Period. This is security. And that's why a man with the confidence to deal with his daily problems of stressful relationships and other shit he deals with is the richest man on earth. You have to understand what I'm about to say can work for any woman. But I'm going to, you know, be talking about what a hoe of mine said to me. I mean, you know, hoes are women. This woman came to me. Let me get you 443. What's up, man?
So I gave it some thought on the question you asked me earlier about what did I think that was the question that repeats in my head that makes me weak. And I think that question is, what if I'm weak?
What if you weak?
Yeah, I think that's the question.
That you ask yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, I mean, what if you're weak? Wow. Do you really ask yourself that?
I think sometimes, yeah. And that's like almost as a, I don't know. Like, I do know, like, I know what that I am, like, mentally. But.
Well, bro, at least you're honest. But what I'm saying is, you know, you need more than listening to this show. What, you poor or something, man? You need my course. You need to come to SWU.
Yeah, I already bought some. Like you said, we've been talking for a little bit.
Wait a minute. You already bought my course?
Yeah, I started with the confidence video, the part one. I bought that. And you gave me
part one?
Yeah.
So you got part one and two?
Yeah.
All right, man, you don't have the course. What you have is like one wheel, no gas, and you got a nice-looking car. So if you think you could drive like that, you got another thing coming. No, need the other wheels. You need the other wheels so that what you learned in part one and two can make sense. And once you learn what you learn, in the end, going through it all, you'll have gotten what you need. And what you need is a full dose of confidence, knowing what you're doing, knowing what to think about whatever it is, and to be sure that you're right. That's what you need. And if you think you need something else, you do. That's my summation of what you need, bro.
All right. My question to you would be, how do I get the course, and when does it start? You said July, right?
July 1st, the school is going on now, but we're right in the middle of a semester when you can't come in. But what I'm saying, July 1st, yeah, to September or October 30th. No, September 30th to September 30th, 90 days. And you'll have what you need. You don't have all the course. You get the course. The school, the tuition, but I work things out with people that really want to roll. So, you know, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, we'll figure something out. But you got to be serious. I don't want you coming in if you ain't serious, because this is an action course. It is not about you making no excuses about what the hell you think, blah, blah, blah. You got to do what's being asked of you.
All right.
All right, brother. Be cool. All right, you guys, so let me tell you about this broad. This broad was a good old. She came in one night. She had $18,000. Now, this broad would give a nigga maybe $900, $700, you know, shit like that. Now, she got this 18 racks. She happy as hell. You know, I was too. But I thought to myself, man, am I supposed to be happy because some motherfucking hoe is doing what she's supposed to be doing for me? Hell no. I don't think so. So I'm thinking this while I'm reaching my hand to grab this money. So now, like I say, she was very excited. But I was pimping, and I couldn't let this motherfucker think that I was excited to get paid for one of my hoes. So all she really saw for me was like, grab, take the money, act like it wasn't shit, like it was just one of her regular $700 traps. Then I left. Now, the next time I spoke with that bitch, later that night, she was thinking, she said she was depressed and was thinking about religion. Now, check how much I believed in myself, which is why I responded to her like I did. See, when you're in a position of authority, you should be careful not to overstep those boundaries. And at the same time, you have to be careful to never underplay them either. See, and here's the kicker. What fucking boundaries do a man with authority actually adhere to? See, so it's a really tricky situation. The only boundaries I care about are the ones for my well-being and staying true to my manhood. And one of my boundaries was to never listen to what a woman is saying or thinking unless it's in line with me and my thoughts. So I told her, I say, listen, baby, the last thing I want to do is tell you what to think. Now, if you're thinking about religion and you might want to join a church or something, there's the door, and use it to, you know, get the hell out of here. And then I told her, it's one thing that's a fact. If you want to be with me, you can't think like that. All of your shit I bought you is yours, and unless you want to get it and go, I will see your ass on the track when I get back. And this bitch just gave me 18 racks. Now, do you know why I was able to tell her she could leave after paying me like that? I could do that because of how strongly I believed and I can't be bought. You can't pay me enough to make me change my thoughts. And do you know what she did? She went out to work the next night and knocked off 10 more racks. And guess what? She brought it all to me. The moral of the story, fellas, a woman, any kind of woman, loves a man who has a belief system in place and cannot be bought. God damn it. And then 832, let's see who this is. 832, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Drew Bone.
Drew Bone, what's happening?
Man, nothing much, man. I was actually listening for about 20 minutes. I had a question 20 minutes ago, and I was trying to predict your answer. I was wrong, but you just answered it. because I was going to tell you that, well, see, I've been fucking with this hoe. She ain't paying me, but she just trick on me. But she, I asked you a question about this bitch about 8 months ago and you cut me off. But the bitch was on some shit like she have a personal need, so that's why she fuck with me in the sense of her just being a woman. So I grew up in an era, you know, you hear people say shit like, we don't love these hoes. And I never really, well, I did believe that. But then with this particular bitch, I'm not in love with the bitch, but I love the bitch. But I ask myself, I say, damn, you know, why am I fucking with, how do I fuck with a bitch and love this bitch without actually showing it? And she's just doing what she's supposed to do. And when you said not get excited or be happy for a bitch doing what she's supposed to do, that answers the question that I was trying to, that I was going to ask your ass.
Yeah, but I don't see how that answers the question, man, because you saying you fucking with a broad, that you actually tricking with her?
No, she trick on me. I don't give a shit. She just a hoe. She admits she sell pussy. That's what she do. But she fuck
with
me.
But I'm saying, what
do
you mean she tricked on you?
She break bread with me. I'm not pimping her. I'm not going to sit there and say I'm pimping a bitch, but
man, you guys and these misuse of words, my goodness. You got whatever amount of money out of her, and boy, I'm telling you got whatever amount of money out of her, and what's your question again?
Well, I start feeling like, man, I actually love this little bitch. This bitch is just, she looks out for a nigga. Like, that became my emotion about the bitch. I never really just showed it to her. But, you know, I
was
caught up on
that. You saying you was kind of wondering how or what do you do about that?
Yeah, I was asking myself that. Like, how do
right,
I do
and you saying what I said as far as you don't be tripping on no bra doing what she's supposed to do. You saying that answered your question?
Yeah.
That answered your question, because your question was whack. Because that answer, you already knew that. Ain't no way you just learned that.
No, I actually didn't. I was trying.
All right, man. If you didn't know it, I'm glad I was able to help, my brother. I ain't been hearing from you. Must be doing good anyway, huh?
Nah, my mama passed on me. I told you last time.
Oh my man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I buried her last week. So
All right, man. That's too tough. I don't want to talk about that, bro. See, you and your family got my blessings, though, bro.
I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, let me leave you guys with this quote right here. See, this is something that I believe. There is not or should not be a wide road to get to what you want. If a man walks a narrow path to his dream will support his every motion towards getting to it. This is the power of belief, my brothers, and that narrow path is limited to what you believe and the boundaries you initiated for yourself. Because if you don't have no wide boundaries, you have a strict set of boundaries, you're only going to need to take one step in front of the other, no matter how narrow that path is. As long as it can support that one step or the width of your foot, you will be all right because you're trying to get there. 215, I see you. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Cam.
Cam, what's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. You was talking about a belief system. And I was just thinking about it while you was talking about it. And it kind of made me think about if you're trying to build a pyramid and you're trying to get that perfect angle of the pyramid, you're going to put the blocks down and see what you can see. But each time that you build it up to the top, it's like you prepping it up to get that perfect angle.
Well, each time you put a layer on it, you remeasure it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you remeasure it to make sure you get
that
perfect angle. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, what's that point you was making?
Nah, just that every time that you put your belief system to the test and you do something yourself, yeah, you put that belief system to the test and you do little things to show yourself, that you're on the right track, it's helping you build that pyramid.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. Be on the call tomorrow, man. It's important.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, man.
I'll definitely.
All right, you guys. Unless somebody else got something, I'm finna take off. 10 minutes early. That ain't bad. But usually, I like to go all the way to my time. But hey, this is Bud. I'm out.